and welcome to Yokohama Stadium on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Saito is on the mound for the Yokohama Bay Stars, and his first pitch to Araki is lined right to Uchikawa in left field for the first out of the game. We have one pitch and one out. You're listening to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Today's game is between the Chunichi Dragons versus the Yokohama Bay Stars at Yokohama Stadium. Next up to face Yokohama's Saito is Ibata. Ibata is batting .299 with one home run so far this season. He squares to bunt, takes ball low for ball one. So Saito comes up, wind up, and the pitch misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Ibata. And the third pitch is taken right down the middle for a called strike one. Looks like Ibata was waiting for a strike. Saito is into the windup, and the next pitch is grounded to the left side. Third baseman has the ball on one hop, throws to first, and we have two down. That's Murata there at third base. So, next up is Tatsunami. And he takes the first pitch, misses away, ball one. Saito into the windup. And the next pitch is grounded just inside the first base line and into right field. The ball goes into the corner. Right fielder has the ball, hits the relay man, but not before Tatsunami is standing on second base with a two-out double into the corner and right. Tatsunami has 444 career doubles, 22 more than Sadaharu Oh. He ranks third place behind Fukumoto, who leads with 400... The graphic went away. Sorry, I can't tell you anymore. But he is quickly approaching the lead for career doubles. That'll bring up Tyrone Woods, former Bay Star. So, with a runner at second base and two down, former Yokohama Bay Star Tyrone Woods stands in. Saito moves to pitch from the stretch. First pitch misses way up high, ball one. Woods shares the league lead in home runs with eight, along with Kiyohara, who hit number 500 tonight, and two others. Saito looks at the runner a second, comes to the plate, misses high and away, ball two, no strikes, two balls. And yes, you heard me right about Kiyohara. Kiyohara hit his big number 500 last night. He gets three pages of the newspaper dedicated to him today. Actually, three and a half, as it depicts every home run that he hit in his major league career. Saito's next pitch misses just outside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Tyrone Woods. Woods hit a home run last night against the Bay Stars. And Saito comes in right down the middle for a called strike one. One strike, three balls to Woods. And the one strike, three ball pitch is taken on the inside corner, called strike two. The count goes full. Here to Tyrone Woods, here on the top of the first inning at Yokohama Stadium. Chunichi having a runner at second base. And no score as of yet. Aikawa gives Saito a sign. Saito checks the runner. And throw to the plate. Misses high and away. Ball four. Woods draws a base on balls without swinging the bat. On six pitches. That will bring up Fukudome, batting .225 with two home runs and nine RBIs so far this season. Saito in the set. The first pitch to Fukudome misses just inside. Ball one. Alex is swinging a bat on deck. Saito has been primarily used as a reliever for the past couple of years. The second pitch is swung on, hit to the left side. That ball gets out of play. Bounces a long time in the stands. There's still plenty of seating at Yokohama Stadium today, at least on the Chunichi side of the stadium. It is a beautiful day here at Yokohama Stadium. Not quite as hot as yesterday, but that actually feels pretty good. Nice cool sea breeze. Saito looks at second, comes to the plate. Ball misses high. Ball three to Fukudome. No, ball two. Sorry. One strike, two balls is the count to Fukudome, with runners at first and second and two out for Chunichi here in the top of the first inning. Saito's next pitch is swung on and hit to straightaway center field. The center fielder goes back, looks up, haita! Home run for Fukudome! The Chunichi Dragons, after the first two batters were out, score a big three runs on Fukudome's three-run home run. Fukudome's home run going to the deepest part of the stadium, over the center field fence. So, the Chunichi Dragons are off to a quick 3-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Next up is Alex. The first pitch to him is a broken bat. Grounder to shortstop. Ishii throws on to first for the out, avoiding the bat right next to him. And that retires the side. But not before Fukudome comes through with a big three-run home run to center off of Saito. At the end of half an inning, the Chunichi Dragons lead the Bay Stars 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here at Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got the Chunichi Dragons at Yokohama. Yamai is the starting pitcher for Chunichi, and the first batter he'll face is Ishii Takedo. Yamai's first pitch misses high and away for ball one. The Chunichi Dragons scored 3 runs in the top of the inning on a big 3-run home run by Fukudome. Second pitch called strike one on the inside corner. Ishii stands in. And the third pitch, Ishii checks his swing but fouls the ball off to the left side past the third base coach. Yamai has thrown 4 games. He's got 1 win and 1 loss so far this season. Next pitch, swung on, slapped foul out of play along the left-hand side. Left-handed batter Ishii stands in. And Yamai's fourth offering misses outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Ishii is in a bit of a slump now, batting just .125 over the last 5 games. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. That brings the count full to Yokohama's leadoff batter. A 125 average over the last 5 games is not very good for a leadoff batter, and is probably indicative for how poorly the Bay Stars have been playing lately. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder steps back a couple steps, comes in one, and makes the catch for out number one. So we have one out, and Uchikawa comes up to the plate. Uchikawa is batting .214 for the season, just 3-for-14. He hasn't played in very many games. He has no home runs and 1 RBI. The first pitch to Uchikawa by Yamai misses in the dirt, ball one. Tanishige one bounds the ball. And the next offering by Yamai just catches the inside part of the plate. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yamai into the windup. His next pitch in the dirt outside. Ball two. 1 strike, 2 balls. We've currently got a 3-0 ball game here at Yokohama Stadium. We're in the bottom of the first inning, one out. Junichi scored 3 runs on Fukudome's 2-out, 3-run home run in the top of the first. Next pitch is swung on and slapped to the right side, going back to the wall. The ball bounces directly off the wall. Right fielder does not play it well. The ball rolls past him. And Uchikawa is in second with a stand-up double off the right field fence. The ball missed clearing the fence by just about 1.5 meters. So, with a runner at first base and 1 out... Number 3 batting Furuki will come up to the plate. When Chunichi had this game pretty much sewn up last night, Furuki came up and almost hit a home run to at least make the game respectable at the time. But it just missed the foul pole by centimeters. Unfortunately, almost doesn't help him much. The first pitch to Fuduki is in the dirt. It bounces up above Tanishige's head. Tanishige has trouble finding it. Uchikawa, noting that Tanishige can't find it, scrambles to third while Yamai comes to the plate to point out where the ball is. Tanishige might have gotten some dirt in his eye there. Tanishige goes out to have a word with his pitcher, Yamai. So, we now have a runner at third base and one out. Fuduki very capable of the long ball. But I'm sure we want something more than just one run here. Yamai, set, comes to the plate. The ball is swung on, grounded to third base. The third baseman has the ball on one hop, throws a one-bounder to Woods at first, who makes the catch, and we have two down. Runner holds at third base. So, number four batting, Sayaki, will come up to the plate with Uchikawa on third base and two down. Bay Stars trailing 3-0 in this one, bottom of the first inning. Sayaki is batting 301 with one home run and 17 RBIs. So while he hasn't been getting the ball over the fence, he has been driving in the runs. First pitch in the dirt. Tanishige fields this one cleanly. Ball one. With runners in scoring position, Sayaki is second in the league, batting 538. Just behind Hiroshima's Ogata. Second pitch misses high and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Sayaki. Yamai is now throwing it from the windup. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. No strikes, three balls with a runner on third base. Yamai into the windup again. The next pitch down the middle, called strike one. Down the middle at Sayaki's knees. Yamai winds, delivers, the next pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. This ball would have hit the protecting fence there on the left-hand side last year, but that fence is gone this year. I've got one friend who's already been to Yokohama Stadium this year, and he says he loves the lack of fence there. Next pitch misses inside, but it's called strike three! Sayaki has a few words with the umpire. Oh! So, the Bay Stars get a runner as far as third base, but Sayaki called out on an inside pitch. So, the Yokohama Bay Stars strand one here in the bottom of the first inning. And after one complete, trail the Chunichi Dragons 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. We're in the middle of Golden Week here in Japan, where many people take a couple extra days off. And for, what is it, 9 consecutive days off this year? First pitch to Morino by Saito is called strike 1. Right down the middle. And the next offering, misses high, bringing the count to 1-1. Saito into the windup. Third pitch is swung on and grounded past the first base coach. Foul. 2 strikes, 1 ball. We've had some really beautiful weather here in Yokohama this year. The sakura bloomed fairly early. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to second base. Second baseman has it, throws on to first for the easy out. And we have one down. Former base star Tanishige coming up next. Usually during spring, we get a great deal of rain here in Yokohama, but there really hasn't been so much rain this year. Saito into the windup to Tanishige. First pitch catches the inside part of the plate, called strike 1. Tanishige has been a real problem for the Bay Stars since he was traded to Junichi. Batting 317 with 4 home runs and 16 RBIs this season, Tanishige has generally batted fairly poorly against the rest of the league, but really comes alive against the Bay Stars. This year, though, Tanishige is having one of his very good seasons. Next pitch, called strike 2 on the outside corner. Saito coming in and out to Tanishige. Right-handed batter. And the third offering to Tanishige is swung on, grounded to second baseman, who throws to first for the out. And we have 2 grounders to second. That'll bring up opposing pitcher Yamai. With 2 down here in the bottom of the second inning. Junichi leading this one, 3-0. Saito had gotten the first 2 batters out in the first inning fairly easily. Then Tatsunabe doubled into the right field corner. Woods drew a walk, and Fukudome hit a 3-run home run to center field. First pitch to Yamai is called strike 1. Next pitch, called strike 2 on the outside corner. Yamai is in the hole really quick here. And Saito's third offering misses way outside. Yamai not fishing for that one. Saito into the windup again. And the next pitch is swung on, fouled off to the third base side, toward the third base dugout. So we'll do the 2-strike-1-ball pitch again. Saito winds up. Next pitch, way up high, but swung on and missed. Strike 3. And that retires the side in order. So, in the second inning, Junichi goes down 1-2-3. Going to the bottom of the second, we'll see numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Tamura, Taneda, and Murata, for the Bay Stars. After 1.5, Junichi Dragons continue to lead 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host of Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. To lead off the bottom of the second inning for the Bay Stars will be Tamura. The Chunichi Dragons currently lead this one 3-0, thanks to Fukudome's big 3-run home run in the top of the first inning for Chunichi. Yokohama looking to get something going, riding a losing streak right now. Not quite the 11-game losing streak that Docton just got over last night, as Docton managed to defeat the Cebu Lions, actually yesterday afternoon, 6-4, breaking that long 16-day, 11-game losing streak. On the other side of the tables, Chibolote hadn't lost in 11 days, and they're currently continuing to ride an 8-game winning streak. The first time in 20 years they've won 8 in a row. First pitch by Yamai to Tamura is taken inside and high, ball one. The next offering swung on a miss, strike one. In fact, for Lotte, this is the first time in 7 years they've managed to get out of April in first place. The next offering misses inside, no, called, strike two on the inside corner. Two strikes, one ball. And those of you who participated in the contest, Chiba can no longer drop out of first place for this month, no matter what happens today. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. So the Chibolote Marines have first place clinched for the month of April. The next pitch misses low and in, ball three. Count goes full. This is the first time in 10 years that the Marines have been 13 games over 500. Next pitch called, strike three on the inside corner. Tamura disagrees, thinking that the ball was at the exact same place ball three was. And I kind of agree with him there, but it's not my call to make. So, one quick out. Yamai has two gift strikeouts from the home plate umpire in a row. That'll bring up Taneda with one out and nobody on here in the bottom of the second inning. Taneda is batting .268 with one home run and four RBIs so far this season. First pitch misses low, ball one. So the last time that Chibolote was as many as 13 games over 500, next pitch, swung on a miss, strike one, 1-1, was when Bobby Valentine was managing the team back in 1995. And going back an additional 20 years was the last time the Marines, actually at that time the Lotte Orions, won 8 games in a row, getting as many as 10 at the time. Next pitch called, strike two down the middle. Taneda the batter, Yamai on the mound for Chunichi. The fourth offering is swung on and lifted toward straightaway center field. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up number seven batter, Murata. And what's more with Lotte, their 20 wins after 27 games is the first time the franchise has done this in 50 years. All of these interesting stats coming out of today's Nikon Sports. First pitch to Murata, misses low for ball one. Munata batting 268 with 5 home runs and 6 RBIs so far this season. Next pitch, called strike 1. Umpire has a fairly close strike zone on the inside part of the plate. Yamai into the windup, and the next pitch in the dirt. Ball 2, 1 strike, 2 balls to Murata. Shunichi leading this one, 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. 2 down for the home team Bay Stars. Yamai's next pitch is swung on and lifted to the right side. That ball is coming down, but right into Fukudome's glove as he charges in. So, as Junichi did in the top of the second inning, the Bay Stars go down in order. And after 2 complete, the Junichi Dragons continue to lead this one 3-0. Before we go to the third inning, I'd like to go over the current standings in the Pacific League. As mentioned, Chibolote Marines have a 1.5 game lead over the SoftBank Hawks. Lotte 20 wins and 7 losses, SoftBank 20 and 10. Nippon Ham is just over 500 with a 14 and 13 record in third place, 6 games out. Oryx are 7 games out with a 13 and 14 record. Cebu in 5th place, very surprising for these Lions who are always right in the thick of things, 11-18 so far this season, 10 games out. And Nakhtin, who managed to pick up their 6th win of the season last night, now 6-22, 14 and a half games out of first place. The first pitch to Araki, Junichi's leadoff batter, is called strike 1 on the outside corner. Next pitch almost hits him. Called ball 1 inside. That evens the count at 1-1 to Chunichi's number 1 batter, Araki. Third pitch is lined to the left side. Third baseman Murata dives, getting the ball on a hop, stands up, fires to first, and we have one quick out. Araki lined the ball to left fielder, his first at bat in the first inning. So, with one out, that'll bring up Inaba. Iwata grounded out to third, his first at bat. He's batting 296 with 1 home run and 13 RBIs, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike 1. The second pitch, called strike 2 on the outside part of the plate. Saito throwing strikes today. Third offering just misses inside. Ball 1, 2 strikes, 1 ball. And the fourth pitch, outside and in the dirt, blocked well by Aikawa. That evens the count at 2-2. Tatsunami is swinging a bat on deck with one out here in the top of the third inning. Junichi leading this one 3-0. Saito's next offering misses low and away, ball three. And after getting two quick strikes on Inaba, Saito throws three balls in a row. The next pitch is swung on and lined to the gap in right center. The ball bounces in once. Right fielder fields the ball on the hop. Inaba is held at first base with a one-out single. That'll bring up Tatsunami. Tatsunami hit a line drive just inside the first base bag that went into the corner for a stand-up double, his first at-bat. This, with two outs in the first inning, got the rally going for Chunichi, who managed to score three, topped off by Fukudome's big three-run home run. First pitch to Tatsunami is taken down the middle, called strike one. Saito pitching from the stretch now with a runner at first base and one out. Second pitch to Tatsunami misses high and away, ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Saito looks around a little bit. Comes set. The third offering is called strike two. Kind of up in the strike zone, but over the outside part of the plate. Saito checks the runner, Ibata. And the fourth pitch hits Tatsunami in his back leg. It looked like it got at his knee or somewhere around there. Chunichi fans yelling at Saito. Yeah, that ball hit just above his left knee. That would be his back leg, as he's in the left-handed batter's box. Tatsunami strolls down to first base, says he's okay. First base coach dusts him off a little bit. That'll bring up Tyrone Woods, with runners now at first and second, and one out. Junichi leading this one 3-0. Thanks to on deck batter now, Fukudome's big 3-run home run. Woods in the first inning drew a base on balls. Woods, 8 home runs, 17 RBIs, but that with a .227 batting average so far this season. First pitch, Woods fails to check his swing. Strike one. Woods stands in again with runners at first and second and one out here in the top of the third inning. Aikawa sets up outside. Second pitch, misses just outside, ball one. One strike, one ball to the former Bay Star slugger. Woods having hit a home run against the Bay Stars last night in their 9-4 victory over the Bay Stars here at Yokohama Stadium. Next pitch, misses inside, ball two. One strike, two ball to Woods. Woods has hit home runs in three games in a row now. Next Next pitch, swung on. Woods throws the bat down in disgust as he lifts the ball high towards center. Center fielder has the ball. Throws the ball to the cutoff man, who relays it to third, but not in time to get the speedy Ibata, who touches up on the fly out to the right, to fairly deep right center. So, that's the second out of the inning. We now have runners at first and third, and Fukudome at the plate. Fukudome, of course, hitting that big three-run home run with two down in the first inning to give Chiunichi the only score in the ballgame, 3-0. Fukudome batting .233 so far, three home runs and 12 RBIs. Getting the most for those hits. First pitch misses high and in. Ball one. The second offering from Saito. Misses. Nope. Called strike one. This umpire makes his strike calls kind of late. It looked like it might have been a little high as well there. But again, I'm not the one calling balls and strikes. Count one strike, one ball to Fukudome. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Saito looks around at runners at the corners. Alex on deck for Chiunichi. The next pitch, called strike two on the inside corner. That evens the count at 2-2 to Fukudome. Runners at the corners take their leads. Aikawa sends out a sign. Saito comes set. The 2-2 pitch misses in the dirt. Ball three, bringing the count full to Fukudome. Fukudome hit a one-strike, three-ball pitch over the center field fence, his first at bat, giving Chiunichi their three runs. Count going full this time at bat. Saito checks the runners. The pitch swung on and hit to the left side, past the third base coach. Foul. So we'll do it all again. Saito has another ball. Aikawa gives out his sign. Saito comes set, and the full count pitch, swung on, hit out of play to the left side this time, by the left-handed batter. So, Saito will be coming at Fukudome again, hoping to get the better of him this time. After losing the battle his first time, the first round, Fukudome hitting a big three-run home run, which is the difference in the game so far in the first inning. Next pitch misses high and in, ball four. That loads the bases. Well, Saito battled him, but Fukudome battled him off until he managed to draw a base on balls. So that'll bring up Alex with the bases loaded. right-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher. He grounded out to short his first at bat. Alex is batting .381 this season. 6 home runs. So, pitching around Fukudome isn't necessarily a very good strategy. First pitch down the middle. Alex checks his swing. Should have gone on through. Strike one. Saito comes set. Next pitch. Swung on and grounded to the third base side. Murata has the ball. Carries it to the third base bag himself. And that retires the side. So, the Chunichi Dragons load the bases this inning, but end with nothing to show for it. At the end of 2.5 innings, the Chunichi Dragons continue to lead this one 3-0. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama Stadium on this gorgeous spring afternoon. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here at Pro-Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in the middle of Golden Week here in Yokohama, where many people take as many as 10 days off. 2 weekends. The 29th was Green Day. The Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are national holidays, so a lot of people take Monday and Friday off this coming week to get 2 weekends in there. May 5th being Children's Day, the pinnacle of this holiday season. Yamai faces Aikawa, and pitchers Saito as the first two batters this inning. Aikawa takes first pitch up high, ball one. Aikawa batting .190 with 1 home run and 5 RBIs so far this season. Next pitch called strike one down the middle on the slow curveball. Yamai winds up, and the third offering to Aikawa is swung on and grounded to the left side. Third base umpire says that the fielder fielded the ball in foul territory, so the throw that Woods cannot handle makes no difference. Strike two. So, Aikawa heads back to the right-handed batter's box. Now facing Yamai, down in the count, 2 strikes, 1 ball. The next pitch is swung on, and check swung just over Jumping Woods' head and into right field for a base hit. Bay Stars get their first base hit since the first inning. An excuse me hit to right. That'll bring up pitcher Saito. First, Tanishige comes out, gives signals to his infield. Saito so far this season is 0 for 3. He'll be bunting all the way here with nobody out and a runner on first base. Tanishige tries to get out of there, and the foul tip looks like it got Tanishige in a rather sensitive area. Tanishige on the ground now. Yep. Tanishige was standing up on the pitch, and the foul tip coming back right at him, right in between the legs. Tanishige shakes it off. Formerly battery partner with now batting Saito. He and Saito exchange a couple of friendly words. Saito squares to bunt. Next pitch, bunted along the third base side, but right toward the third base dugout for strike two. So, with two strikes and no balls, is Saito going to continue attempting the bunt? Most likely. Saito is showing bunt, and the next pitch misses inside. Saito jumping out of the way of that one. Two strikes, one ball to pitcher Saito. Saito still showing bunt. Next pitch, called strike three as Saito pulls the bat away. One out. Runner remains at first base here in the bottom of the third inning with the Bay Stars trailing 3-0. Those of you just joining us, the Chūnichi Dragons, after two out, had a double by Tatsunami. Woods drew a base on balls, and Fukudome drove everybody in with a home run to straightaway center. Here in the bottom of the third inning, we've got one out, Aikawa standing on first base, and top of the order in Ishii at the plate. First pitch to Ishii is called strike one on the outside corner. Ishii's ready. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Yamai getting this one past him. So Yamai comes set again. Third pitch to Ishii. Is taken for strike three, called. And it was a good pitch, called strike three this time. Ishii should have been protecting the plate on that one. That's the fourth strikeout by Yamai. And it'll bring up Uchikawa. Ishii, though, is really struggling lately. First pitch to Uchikawa, misses in the dirt outside, ball one. Uchikawa batting .267 with no home runs and one RBI. Hasn't been used very much yet this season, but Ishii... What's the manager's name again? My head's going blank. Ushijima Kantoku, trying to shake some things around. Uchikawa fouls the next pitch off. Ushijima, okay. Ushijima Kantoku, trying to get something going, is changing some of his lineup. The 1-1 pitch to Uchikawa. Nope. We won't have that one, as Yamai steps off, looks Aikawa back to the bag. Aikawa comes set again. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and hit to the left side. Third baseman has the ball, throws to second for the force on Aikawa, and the side is retired. So, after three complete, the Bay Stars continue to trail this 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium on this beautiful spring afternoon here on Pro Yaki Live. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. In the Central League so far this season, Chunichi has clinched the lead for April with a 16-8 record, acting like they want to repeat last year's championship. In second place is the Hanshin Tigers, 13-11, with one tie, three games out of first. Hiroshima is in third, just over 500, 11-10, three and a half games out. Yakult has the opposite record, 10 wins, 11 losses, four and a half games out. Yokohama is in fifth place, 8 wins and 12 losses for a 400 winning percentage, six games out of first place. And as was asked on one of the forums, who or which team is the biggest disappointment so far this season? It would have to be the Giants. 9 wins and 15 losses, 7 games out of first. The first pitch to Morino by Saito here in the top of the fourth inning is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. No, it's not. It's called ball one, just outside. As is the next pitch, ball two. Next pitch, this one's called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Count is now one strike, two balls to Morino here in the top of the fourth inning. Chunichi Dragons leading this one on Fukudoma's first inning three-run home run to center. Next pitch is line right at Taneda at second base. So, we have one out here in the top of the first. And Baystar killer, former Baystar, Tanishige, coming up to the plate. Tanishige grounded out to second his first at-bat. When he's most fearful here at Yokohama Stadium is when runners are on. First pitch is swung on a miss, strike one. Tanishige batting 313 with 4 home runs and 16 RBI so far this season. So he's been hitting pretty much all of the teams pretty well this year. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. One strike, one ball. But ever since he was traded to Chunichi, he has just devastated Yokohama. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch hits Tanisha Gay on the back elbow. Second hit batsman this game. Did it really hit him? It sure didn't look like it hit him. Maybe it hit his sleeve. There are some people questioning the umpire if it really hit him or not. Nonetheless, we have a runner at first base, one out, and pitcher Yamai coming to the plate. Yamai struck out his first at bat. And Tanishke is running on the first pitch, which Yamai lays down beautifully up the first base side. Saito fields the ball, throws to first for the out, and the sacrifice works. So, where the Bay Stars failed, Junichi comes through, sacrificing the runner on to second. But that's the second out of the inning for Junichi, bringing up the top of the order, Araki. First pitch to Araki, misses low and away, ball one, with Tanishige at second base. Junichi batting in the top of the fourth inning, leading this one 3-0. Saito comes set. The second offering to Araki misses low and away. Ball two. Araki doesn't look like he's going after that low and away pitch. Saito checks the runner. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side. That ball gets out of play, into the stands. Strike one. One strike, two balls to lead off to top batter, Araki. So it comes set again, and the next pitch is down the middle, watched, called strike two. That evens the count of 2-2 to Araki. So with two strikes, two out, runner at second. Two strikes, two balls, two out, runner at second. Next pitch is grounded up the middle. Ishii comes over, fielding the ball next to the second base bag, throwing on to first, gets him in time, and that retires the side. So there was a hit batsman, but nothing to show for it. And after 3.5 innings, the Junichi Dragons lead this one 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama on this beautiful spring afternoon. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Yokohama will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Furuki, Saiki, and Tamuna. In other games going on this afternoon, Lotte and SoftBank are scoreless at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. And Oryx currently trails Nippon Ham 0-7 after three innings at Sapporo Dome. So the only game under the sun here on this beautiful spring day. No, I take that back. Rakuten in Sendai, after 5.5 innings, Seibu and Rakuten are tied at 1 apiece. That one also under the sun, although it's probably a bit cooler there in Sendai than it is here in beautiful Yokohama. Nonetheless, first pitch to Furuki here in the top of the fourth inning is swung on, grounded to the right side. Woods fields the ball, tosses to the covering Yamai for the out. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up number four batting Saiki. Saiki struck out looking his first at bat. Saiki batting 298 now. One home run, 17 RBIs. First pitch, called strike one. Inside part of the plate at his knees. Saiki didn't really agree with that call. Next pitch by Yamai, swung on and slapped to the opposite field, left field. That ball is in there, one bound, two bound. It rolls to the left fielder, who throws the ball in. And Saiki has a base hit. That'll bring up Tamura. Tamura was also called out on strikes his first at bat, leading off the second inning. Here we've got one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Bay starts trailing this one 3-0. Tamura batting 338 with 5 home runs and 14 RBIs. He missed the beginning of the season getting a cold or influenza. He was temporarily hospitalized on opening day just to keep an eye on him. First pitch, called strike one on the outside corner. So Tamura got a slow start to the season. Next pitch, high but swung on and missed. Tamura fails to hold up on that one. Tamura promises to be a big home run hitter if he can keep up what he started last year. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Yamai comes set with runner at first base and one out. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the opposite field. But Fukudome is there, makes the catch in right. Two down. Fukudome had Tamura played perfectly there, hardly having to take a step. So we now have two down, runner of first base, number six batting Taneda coming to the plate. Taneda batting 265, one home run, four RBIs on the season. First pitch is swung on, lifted to center field. Center fielder comes in a couple steps, stops, and makes the catch. That retires the Bay Stars in the fourth inning. So the Bay Stars got a hit, but nothing to show for it. After four complete, they continue to trail the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium here on this Saturday afternoon. Chunichi Dragons guest to the Yokohama Bay Stars. Saito on the mound for Yokohama. His first pitch to Ibata for the top of the fifth inning is called strike one down the middle. Ibata squares for the next pitch, takes the ball outside, ball one. Attempting a safety bunt. Or faking a safety bunt, whichever the case may be. Saito into the windup. Third pitch is swung on, hit off and out of play to the right-hand side. Two strikes, one ball to Chunichi's number two batter, Ibata. Ibata, so far this game, has grounded out to third and singled. Next pitch, grounded to short. Ishii has the ball, throws to first. One quick out. That'll bring up number three batting Tatsunami. Tatsunami so far in the first inning started off a two-out rally for the Chunichi Dragons, who scored three there when Fukudome hit a three-run home run two batters later. And Tatsunami was hit by a pitch his last at bat. First pitch down the middle, called strike one. Tatsunami batting .297 so far this season. And the second pitch is grounded right to Ishii at short, who throws to first for out number two. So that'll bring up Woods. Woods drew a walk that big first inning and popped out to center field. When Woods popped out to center field, Ibata, who was on second at the time, took advantage of that to move over to third base. Woods is batting .222 with 8 home runs, 17 RBIs on the year. That 8 home runs has him tied with 3 others for the league lead in home runs. First pitch taken low and away, ball one. And one of the players that ties the lead for is Kiyohara, the mighty giant who hit his number 500 of his career last night. Second pitch to Woods, taken on the outside part of the plate, called strike two. Like him or hate him, Kiyohara has done a tremendous job in his career. Next pitch fell back and away over the back screen. So Woods, ready. Saito's next pitch in the dirt outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 with two out here in the top of the fifth inning. Chunichi leading this one, 3-0. Saito shakes off the sign, says yes to the next one. And the next pitch is called, strike three, looking on the outside part of the plate. So, the Dragons go down 1-2-3 in the fifth inning. And after 4.5, they continue to lead the Bay Stars 3-0.
Kanayaku, Sawayakana Kaze wa Aoi Sora wo Tsuki Nukeru Yuki Naru Kono
Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm your host, Michael Westbay, here on ProYaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We had a bit of a dance contest here at Yokohama Stadium. After the fifth inning, a group of three Kamen Rider-looking characters in the stands won the dance contest. Into pitch for Yokohama, as Saito was pinch hit for, will be Doi, former Cebu Lion, traded to Yokohama, was it last year or 2 years ago? The first batter he'll face will be Fukudome. Fukudome hitting that big three-run home run in the first inning, which is the difference in the game. And Doi's first pitch to Fukudome is called strike one. Doi into the windup. Second pitch misses way outside. Left-handed pitcher throwing way out to a left-handed batter. Third pitch, misses outside. Third base umpire says he checked his swing. So, pitch, one strike, two balls, Fukudome. Doi, into the windup again. Fourth pitch, misses low and away, ball three, one strike, three balls. This is the count. Saito went to Fukudome just before Fukudome planted that ball over the center field fence. Next pitch, called strike two on the inside corner. So, full count pitch. Doi working quickly. Fukudome steps out. Maybe a little too quickly for Fukudome's liking. Next pitch. Oh! Just misses outside. Ball four. So, the Chunichi Dragons get their leadoff runner on here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Alex. Alex is grounded out to short and grounded out to third base so far this game. He's batting .378 with 6 home runs and 17 RBIs so far this season. Not a person you want to put on, not a person you want up with runners on. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Next pitch, misses high and away, ball two. Doi's going to have to do a better job throwing strikes here. It's not good to get behind every batter you face. Right-handed batter Alex stands in. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to the right side. Coming over is the right fielder, makes the catch well in fair territory for out number one. So that'll bring up Morino. Morino has grounded out to second and grounded out to short so far this game. Left-handed batter here. Sorry, he lined out to second. Not grounded out. Doi comes set with runner first base. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. Throws over to first. Fukudome back standing up. So, still no count to number 7 batting, Morino. First pitch to him, misses low, ball 1. And Doi, for the third batter in a row, gets behind. Doi comes set, throws to first, Fukudome back, standing up. Fukudome really doesn't have much of a lead. I don't know why he's throwing to first. Doi shakes off the sign. Comes set. Runners going this time. Next pitch is down the middle. Called strike one. But Fukudome has second stolen without a throw. So what has been going on at first base? Fukudome wasn't taking a lead, but he got a couple of throws over, and now he swipes second. So, with the runner at second base now, Morino at the plate, one down. The 1-1 pitch is swung on, fouled off. fouled off at the plate. Strike two. Fukudome takes his lead from second now. Shortstop comes over. Throw back to second, and Fukudome is back in, head first. So we'll do it again. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Morino at the plate. Fukudome at second base. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. But former Bay Star Tanishige coming up to the plate. Tanishige so far has grounded out to second and was hit by a pitch his last at bat. The second hit batsman this game. Tanishige is batting 313 with 4 home runs and 16 RBIs so far this season. And he causes trouble when he comes to Yokohama. First pitch from Doi, misses outside, ball one. Of course, Doi wasn't with the Bay Stars when Tanishige was the backstop for him. Doi comes set. Second pitch, misses way outside, ball two, no strikes, two balls. Aikawa sets up way outside, and the pitch is right to his glove, way outside, ball three, no strikes, three balls to Tanishige. Doi comes set again. Tanishige doesn't even pick the bat off his shoulder and draws a walk on four pitches. That'll bring up the pitcher, Yamai. So Tanishige was given an unintentional intentional walk, as they didn't challenge him with two outs, first base empty, and the pitcher coming up next. Yamai is 1-for-9 so far this season. No home runs, but 2 RBIs for a 111 batting average. First pitch called, strike one on the inside part of the plate. Yamai set in the first in the right-handed batter's box. Doi comes set, then steps off the mound, bringing Fukudome back to second base. Doi comes set again, checks the runner, comes home, next pitch is swung on and fouled back over the backstop and out of play. Junichi leading this one, 3-0, thanks to Fukudome's 3-run home run in the first inning. We're currently in the top of the 6th inning, 2 down, runners at 1st and 2nd, opposing pitcher Yamai at the plate. Next pitch just misses outside, 2 strikes, 1 ball to Yamai. Bay Stars have their second pitcher of the afternoon, Doi, out on the mound. Doi, a former Cebu Lion. The fourth pitch is swung on and foul tipped back over the catcher, keeping Doi alive. Sorry, keeping Yamai alive. It was a pretty good cut by Yamai. Lotte has scored 2 at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. and leads the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks by a score of 2-0 now after 5.5 innings. Doi fouls the next pitch off past the third base coach up the line. Got some good wood on that one. Just pulled it a little bit too much. The next pitch is swung on weakly by Yamai, trying to get an outside pitch, but not getting any wood on this one. And that retires the side. Chunichi got two base runners, but nothing to show for it here in the sixth inning. And after 5.5 innings, they continue to lead this one 3-0. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama Stadium here on this gorgeous Golden Week weekend. Bay Stars playing host to the Chunichi Dragons. They'll be batting starting from number one Ishii here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Currently trailing this one 3-0. Yamai so far has pitched, thrown 5 innings, 60 pitches, 18 batters, 4 strikeouts, given up 3 hits, and no walks and no runs. Yamai very effective this afternoon. Elsewhere this afternoon, at Sapporo Dome, the Nippon Ham Fighters continue to dominate the Oryx Buffaloes, now leading that game 9-1 in the fifth inning. And at Full Cast Stadium in Sendai, the Rakuten Golden Eagles playing host to the Seibu Lions are knotted at one apiece still. They have been since the second inning. Kawahara pitching for Seibu. Iwakuma started for Rakuten. And Udo, I think is that name, in relief. Nonetheless, Ishii Takuro leading off for the Bay Stars here in the sixth inning. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one. The second pitch is swung on and lifted to deep right field. Right fielder goes back at the warning track, makes the catch for a long out number one. Takuro really slumping here lately. And as the leadoff batter slumps, so does the team. That'll bring up number two batter, Uchikawa. Uchikawa doubled in the first inning and grounded into a fielder's choice the second at bat. First pitch taken for a called strike one. Uchikawa's batting 250 this season. No home runs, one RBI in limited appearances. Next pitch, called strike two. Low and down the middle of the plate. Low part of the strike zone, that is. I agree with the call. Yamai's next pitch misses way outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Junichi leading this one 3-0. Baystars batting with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch, way outside, but Uchikawa swings and misses going after it. That's the second out of the inning. Yamai having an easy time. That'll bring up Furuki. Furuki has also shown promise of being a big power hitter for Yokohama. He probably has a couple more years before he really gets his stroke down. Only has one home run so far this season, batting 304 with 5 RBIs. First pitch, taken on the outside part of the plate. Called strike one. Yamai's second offering to Furuki is in the dirt. Tanishige will exchange that ball. Yamai's thrown a lot of pitches in the dirt, but he's been very effective getting the outs here at Yokohama. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side, strike two. Two strikes, one ball now to Furuki. The next offering misses way up and away, ball two. Two strikes, two balls. I've seen Furuki a number of times near my home at Yokohama's Nigun, C-Rex, and he's hit at least two home runs when I've been in attendance there, but here he swings and misses. Pitch outside for strike three. That retires the side in order again for the Bay Stars. Two more strikeouts for Yamai, and after six complete, the Chunichi Dragons continue to lead the Bay Stars 3-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host at Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chunichi Dragons are leading this one by a score of 3-0 as we go into the seventh inning. I'd like to invite you to send requests, comments to me at live@JapaneseBaseball.com if you'd like to hear some other things, and even comments and suggestions, such as the suggestion for making a fan chart. Well, the suggestion was really to let fans say what fan they are for, and that evolved into the fan chart, which has gotten a great deal of positive response. Doi, still on the mound for Yokohama, is facing the top of the Chunichi order in Araki, and the first pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. Next pitch, Araki squares to bunt, pulls the bat back at the last second, and takes that one for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The fan chart pretty much confirms what I had suspected, that we've got predominantly Hanshin fans. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. And Yakult fans are also very prominent here, as they have been since I first started writing on the web in 1995. Next pitch is swung on and lined toward left center, going back to the wall, off the wall. The ball gets past the both fielders. Araki is going into third base and has himself a stand-up triple before the ball gets back. Center fielder Tamura, as he was getting to the fence, looked like he panicked, ducked away from the fence, the ball hit off the wall, then hit his left leg, ricocheting away from the left fielder, Uchikawa, who had come over. Uchikawa had to run that ball down, and by the time he got it back into the infield, Araki was standing on third base with a leadoff triple. That'll bring up Ibata. Ibata takes Doi's first pitch high and away, ball one. But perhaps one of the biggest surprises about this fan chart is that there are as many Chunichi fans as there are Yakult fans. I really hadn't heard so much from Chunichi fans as I had from Yakult and Hanshin fans over the past several years. That second pitch to Ibata is called strike one down the middle. One strike, one ball. Next pitch misses just outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls to Ibata. By Doi. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. To Ibata, here in the top of the seventh inning. Chunichi leading this one 3-0. At Sapporo Dome, Nippon Ham have added two more and now leads Oryx 11-1. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side, past the Chunichi dugout. Count remains 2-2. Going to the bottom of the eighth at Full Cast Stadium, that game remains knotted at one apiece. Rakuten may not have won very many, but they sure have had some pretty good games this year. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off past the third base dugout. Ibata battling Doi off very well. Still, I think Lotte is probably one of the biggest surprises. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Swinging at a way high fastball. Rather than asking all these negative questions on that three questions thread, I'd have thought that maybe who is the most surprising team? You know, something positive might have been a better question to have asked. I much prefer to concentrate on the positive than the negative. That brings up Tatsunami, who grounds the first pitch through the left side in the left field to plate Araki for the Chunichi Dragons' fourth run of the game. So, Chunichi Dragons now take a 4-0 lead thanks to Araki's leadoff triple here this inning. The infield being in, Ishii made a dive for that ball as it was going through, but was unable to snap it. That'll bring up Woods. Woods has drawn a walk, flied out to center, and struck out looking. First pitch to Woods, taken outside, ball one. And Hidenori comes in to pinch hit, or pinch run, for Tatsunami. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. One and one count to Woods now. With Hidenori at first base. One down, one run in so far this inning for Chunichi. Next pitch, with the runner going. The throw, the ball is called ball two. The throw to second is just a little too high to get the tag down in time to tag Hidenori. Stolen base. So, one strike, two ball pitch to count to Woods, with Hidenori now on second base. One out, one run in. I'm sorry, that was called strike two. Two strikes, one ball to count to Woods, with Hidenori at second. One down, one run in so far. Chunichi leading this one. 4-0 now. In the top of the seventh inning, Chunichi's lucky seven. Next pitch, misses low and away, ball two. Running the count even, 2-2. And we have a long pause. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Fukudome. Fukudome, the hero of the game so far. Unless you consider Yamai's pitching to be heroic, which I would have no complaint about. Fukudome hitting that big three-run home run in the top of the first inning to give Yamai a comfortable lead to work with. Doi, checking the runner at second, comes home. First pitch is called, strike one. Nice pitch, slicing the plate down the middle. Fukudome, 3 home runs, 12 RBIs on the season. One of those home runs and 3 of those RBIs this evening. Ishii comes over, throw to second, sees Hidenori sliding in head first. Safe. Fukudome, ready in the batter's box. One strike, no ball count with two down. Next pitch, misses outside, ball one. One strike, one ball. Fukudome ready. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Fukudome had a big cut there. High fastball. Fukudome really wanted to give that one a ride. So, with two strikes, one ball on Fukudome, Doi comes set. Runner at second base. Two down. Fourth pitch misses outside. Ball two, bringing the count even at 2-2. With two down, runner at second. One run in so far this inning for Chunichi, as they take a 4-0 lead. Doi ready. The pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle, but Ishii has the ball near the second base bag, throws to first, and the side is retired. But not before a leadoff triple and an RBI base hit by Tatsunami adds an insurance run for Chunichi, and at the end of six and a half, the Chunichi Dragons now hold a 4-0 lead. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. The Bay Stars will be sending up the heart of their orders, numbers 4, 5, and 6, Sayaki, Tamura, and Taneda, here in the Bay Stars Lucky 7. Bay Stars trying to break this 5-game losing streak they're on. And we'll see if they can get something going here in the 7th inning. Sayaki struck out looking his first at bat, and singled to left his second. He takes Yamai's first pitch outside for ball one to start off the bottom of the 7th inning. The next pitch is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the third base side. Yokohama trailing this one 4-0 now. Yamai into the windup, and the third pitch is swung on, fouled off and out of play to the left side. And the windup, fourth offering, taken high and tight. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Psyche. The next pitch is swung on and lifted deep to right center. Going back, looking, hi-da! Home run by Psyche! No doubt about this one, Psyche got all of it and drove that ball into the Yokohama Oendon in right field. The Bay Stars are finally on the board with a solo home run to lead off the seventh inning. That's just the fourth hit off of Yamai so far this afternoon by the Bay Stars. Yamai striking out six so far. He seems to strike them out in pairs. So Sayaki gets his second hit off of Yamai. This one going all the way over the right field fence. Tamura now at bat. He takes first pitch low for a ball. The second offering, way inside. Tamura moves his back leg back to prevent getting hit. Has Yamai been shaken up a little bit here? Next pitch, just catches the inside part of the plate. Strike one, one strike, two balls to Tamura. Yamai into the windup again. Next offering, misses inside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Yamai has a sign. Into the windup again. Next pitch, broken bat. Base hit to right center. Center fielder fields the ball as Tamura rounds first big, but he heads right back on in with the single, and the Bay Stars are starting to hit Yamai. First a home run, now a single to right center. Bay Stars have nobody out, runner at first, one run in so far this inning. And Ochiai is coming out of the third base dugout. Ochiai Kantoku heading to the mound, not sending his pitching coach, going out there personally to have a talk with Yamai, settle him down. Ochiai, when he was team leader of Chunichi Giants, often went out to the mound as a first baseman and third baseman to settle down a pitcher. Yamai has only thrown 81 pitches so far this game. So Ochiai Kantoku has given him his words of wisdom, heads back to the third base dugout, and Taneda now stands in for Yokohama. Taneda batting .262 with one home run and four RBIs so far this season. First pitch, called strike one on the inside corner. Yokohama trailing here, 4-1, here in the top of the seventh inning. Had a leadoff home run by Sayaki and a base hit by Tamura. Taneda being the third batter this inning. Yamai, second pitch, misses down low, ball one, evens the count at 1-1. Outfield seats on both sides are very full here during this Golden Week Saturday. Next pitch is swung on and hit deep to left. Going, going. Left fielder looks up. High down. Tanaka, two-run home run here in the top of the seventh inning. Second home run of the inning, bringing the Bay Stars to within one run, now trailing just 3-4. This is really proving to be a lucky seven for Yokohama this afternoon. Taneda lining that ball deep into the Chunichi Dragons Oendon over the left field fence. And that'll bring up Murata. Murata so far has flown out to right twice. Takes first pitch, getting the outside part of the plate. Called strike one. Murata, 5 home runs, 6 RBIs so far this season. And he gets hit on the left shoulder here. And will head up to first base. And Ochiai is getting on the... Ochiai's pitching coach is getting on the phone to the bullpen. As he and Ochiai both come out of the dugout, Ochiai sends him back and says he'll take care of this. Takes the ball from the umpire and heads out to the mound to tell Yamai that he's pitched a great game. But he just didn't have what it took to go all the way. Not this afternoon, anyway. Up until this inning, Yamai was a very strong contender for Hero of the Game. He threw 86 pitches, 25 batters, struck out 6, gave up 6 hits, walked 1, or actually he hit a batter. That was his first walk or hit batsman, and he's given up 3 runs, all 3 of them here in the 7th inning, thanks to 2 home runs. And that will bring in Okamoto for relief. Yamai heads back. Okamoto climbs the mound. Okamoto has appeared in 11 games. He's 1-2, lost none, no saves, has a 2.77 ERA. Ochiai Kantoku heads back to the third base dugout. Okamoto will be facing the bottom of the Bay Stars lineup in Aikawa, then pitcher Doi. It looks like Witt is coming out, most likely to pinch hit for Doi. Last 5 games, Okamoto has not given up a run in 5 innings of work. So will Okamoto be able to stop this big rally by the Yokohama Bay Stars as their bats have finally started to come alive? So the main thing we want to avoid here with Aikawa is the double play. Okamoto done with his warm-up pitches. Aikawa coming to the plate. He singled his first at bat and hit a line drive right back to Yamai pitcher in the fifth inning. Here, Aikawa immediately squares to bunt as Okamoto looks in for his sign. But Okamoto throws over to first base to keep Murata close. Murata in standing up. Tanishige takes this opportunity to send some signs out to the infield for what he wants them to do. Aikawa squaring the bunt again. Showing bunt all the way here. Okamoto comes set. First pitch is bunted up the first base side. First baseman Woods fields the ball halfway up the line. Throws to first base and the sacrifice is successful. That will bring out Ushijima Kantoku from the first base dugout. And he points to Witt, who will be pinch hitting for Doi. You may notice that the Bay Stars don't have any foreigners in their starting lineup. Witt is 5 for 37 so far this year, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. He was a starter at the beginning of the season, but has been relegated to pinch hitting duties of late. First pitch to Witt, misses outside, ball one. Aikawa on second base. Oh no, Murata on second base. One out. 3 runs in so far here in Bay Stars' lucky 7. Next pitch misses outside. Oh, it's called strike 1 on the outside corner. Tanishige fumbled the ball a little bit. Kept it close. Counts 1-1 to Witt. Runner at second base, 1 out. Bay Stars trailing this one. 3-4. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Okamoto's next pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Tanishige. So we'll go at it again. 1 strike, 2 balls. Now the count to Witt. Okamoto comes set. The 1 strike, 2 ball pitch is swung on and lined up the middle. The ball is stopped by the second baseman. But then it gets away from him, he scrambles to his feet, gets to the ball, but by the time he comes back up, Murata is at a safe distance from third to get back, Witt is well past the first base bag, and we have runners at the corners with one out. This would be an infield base hit. A pinch runner goes out to run for Witt now. The go-ahead run, now at third base. And the Bay Stars go back up to the top of the order in Ishii Takedo. Ishii 0 for 3 so far tonight. Popped out to left field. Struck out, popped out to right on a fantastic play by Fukudome and right, running into the fence as he caught that one. First pitch to Ishii, misses outside, ball one. Okamoto set. Runners at the corners. One out. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Okamoto throws over to first. Where... I can't see his name. Nonaka. Nonaka is the pinch runner at first base. The second offering to Ishii is called strike one. One strike, one ball. Yokohama Oendan finally having something to cheer about here in the seventh inning as the Bay Stars come within one run, now trailing 3-1. Another pitch over to first, Nonaka diving in safely. Munata holding at third base. Okamoto comes set. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Ishii. Murata at third base, Nonaka at first. Ishii at the plate. The fourth pitch to Ishii is swung on and missed. Oh, foul ball. Just a foul tip, just off the plate. The ball was smothered by Tanishige. Ishii stays alive here. So Okamoto will go after Ishii again. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Bay Stars really want to get at least that runner in from third. And the next pitch, forkball drops right under Ishii's bat this time. Strikeout swinging. That's the second out of the inning. And it'll bring up Uchikawa. Now two down, runners at the corners. Still, Bay Stars got their first three batters of the inning across on a home run by Saiki, a single by Tamura, then a home run by Taneda to make this a one-run ball game. Now trailing 3-4. Uchikawa now at the plate. Uchikawa hit a double his first at bat. Tanishige is setting up a little outside. First pitch, misses outside and low. Ball one. This game's slowing down here as we get into relief pitchers. Okamoto certainly doesn't work quickly. He comes set. And finally the pitch is swung on and lifted to center. Base hit. One bound, two bound, three bounds. The center fielder feels the ball, throws it in, but not before The Bay Stars score the tying run from third base. We have ourselves a tie ball game. A line drive up the middle by Uchikawa ties this ball game up at 4 apiece here in the 7th inning. So the Bay Stars managed to do it. They've come back from a 4-0 deficit here in the 7th inning. Uchikawa getting his second hit of the afternoon. That'll bring up Furuki. Furuki has grounded out to third, grounded out to first, and struck out swinging so far this afternoon. Okamoto comes set. First pitch to Furuki is in the dirt, but swung on a miss. Strike one. Ball bounces off of Tanishige's chest protector and in front of the bag. Furuki is batting 292 with one home run and five RBIs so far this season in limited play. Bay Stars just successfully tying this ball game up. Second offering misses outside and low. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. To Furuki. Okamoto comes set again. Next pitch in the dirt. Taken for ball two. Tanishige exchanges balls with the home plate umpire, who then goes to fetch some more as Okamoto is really scuffing a lot of them up, throwing a lot in the dirt there. At Full Cast Stadium, they're going to the bottom of the 9th inning. Luckton and Cebu tied at 1-1. Next pitch swung on a miss. Strike two on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch by Okamoto there. Nippon Ham continues to lead Oryx at Sapporo Dome. 11-1. And going to the bottom of the 8th inning, Lotte continues a 2-0 lead over the SoftBank Hawks in Fukuoka. Next pitch swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2 to Furuki. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Yokohama scoring 4 runs here to tie this ball game up. We have runners at first and second, two down, Furuki at the plate. Furuki 0 for 3 so far this afternoon. Tanishige sets up outside, pitch outside and low. Ball three. That brings the count full. So, Okamoto will have to come in. Okamoto got Ishii swinging at a fork ball. For out number two. So the Shobu pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. In foul territory, the left fielder comes over and makes a sliding catch for the out. And that retires aside, but not before the Bay Stars tie this ball game up with two home runs, a hit batsman, and a pair of hits at the end of seven complete. The Bay Stars and Chunichi are now tied up at 4-4. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama. I'm Michael Westbay, your host at Pro Yaki Live. And to pitch for Yokohama is Kizuka. Kizuka has thrown five scoreless games recently. So he's been rather effective lately. He'll be facing the bottom half of the Dragons order. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Alex Morino and Tanishige. All three of these have been, are 0-4 so far this evening. Saito started off the game. Pitched five innings. Doi pitched two. And now Kizuka comes in to pitch the top of the eighth. Alex stands in, batting 374 with six home runs and 17 RBI so far this season. He's 0 for 3 so far this evening, so he's more than due. First pitch misses outside. Ball one. The second offering is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kizuka pitching from windup. The third offering is outside. First base umpire says he failed to check his swing. Alex thinks he did. He did move that bat an awful long way. Alex shakes his head, no, I didn't do it. The next pitch is grounded to second base. Tanada has it, throws to first for the easy out. One quick out. That'll bring up Morino. Morino so far has grounded to second, lined out to second, and struck out swinging. Left-handed batter, batting 302 so far this season with 3 home runs and 14 RBIs. Kizuka's first pitch, down low, ball 1. Next pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Tanuda has this one, throws to first. And we have 2 ground outs to second. Number 8 batting, Tanishige, comes up next. Tanishige so far has grounded out to second, been hit by a pitch, and drawn a walk. He's swinging at the first pitch by Kizuka, but fouling that one off into the stands on the right-hand side. Tanishige batting 313 so far this season, 4 home runs, 16 RBIs. And he continuously humiliates his former teammates, the Bay Stars. At least he has over the years. Next pitch, fouled past the third base coach. Bay Stars have been able to get the better of him so far. Well, I don't know. Hitting him and walking him, maybe not the better of him. So, the 2-strike, no-ball pitch, way outside, ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball. We've got 2 out here in the top of the 8th inning. Ties ball game here at Yokohama Stadium. Kizuka, pitching from the windup. The next pitch is swung on a miss. Strike 3, swinging. So, the Chunichi Dragons go down in order here in the 8th. And after 7.5 innings, we have ourselves a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Japanese Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. ProYaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 4-4 tie here at Yokohama Stadium. Over in at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome, the SoftBank Hawks, thanks to Jojima's 7th home run of the season, a solo shot, have cut the Chibolote Marines' lead in half and now trail 2-1. They're going into extra innings at Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. Cebu and Nocton tied at 1-1. And in Sapporo Dome, way up north, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to annihilate the Oryx Buffaloes 11-1 after 7 complete. For the Bay Stars here in the 8th inning, they'll be sending up the heart of their order, same order that started off the 7th. Sayaki, whose leadoff home run in the 7th put the Bay Stars on the board. Tamura, who followed that with a single last inning. And Taneda, who hit a 2-run home run to left to make it 3-4 at the time. So Sayaki comes up to the left-handed batter's box. Struck out looking his first at bat. Single to left his second and homered his third. He takes the first pitch from Okamoto for a called strike one on the outside corner. Sayaki now batting .313 with 2 home runs, 18 RBIs. Second pitch, taken low, ball one, 1-1. Sayaki stands in. Okamoto pitching from the stretch despite nobody being on. Misses outside and high, ball two. One strike, 2 balls. The one strike, 2 ball count to Sayaki from Okamoto. Dragon's second pitcher of the afternoon. Misses high and away, ball 3. One strike, 3 balls. Okamoto looks in for his sign. Comes set, and the pitch, down low, ball 4. So, the lead-taking runner is aboard. That'll bring up Tamura. Tamura struck out watching his first at bat. Popped out to right his second. And singled and later scored his third. First pitch is taken for a called strike one. Up high in the strike zone. Okamoto comes set. Next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike 2. This pitch low and over the outside part of the plate. Tamura's ready. Okamoto's set, the pitch in the dirt, taken for ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball. Tanishige asks the umpire for a new one. As Okamoto scuffs up yet another one. Both Yamai and Okamoto have been in the dirt a lot this afternoon, but in the dirt or not, they've been fairly effective. Except for that fateful seventh inning. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Lotte fails to score in the top of the ninth inning at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. SoftBank coming up with their last chance, trailing by one there. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the right-hand side. Cebu has a runner at second base with two down in the top of the 10th inning at Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. Okamoto set. Next pitch misses inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch, Tanishige sitting up outside, swung on, fouled off past the third base coach. We'll do the 2-2 pitch again. Okamoto has a sign, come set. And the next pitch, misses inside, ball three, bringing the count full, two strikes, three balls. And Okamoto ready, but he throws over to first. Saiki back, standing up, having not gone very far. Okamoto working very slowly. Is set. The next pitch, with the runner going, Tamura is called out on strikes. While Saiki slides in under the high throw at second to be safe at second with stolen base. A slightly lower throw they may have had Saiki there. But it took the covering second baseman all he had to keep that ball from going into center field. So Tamura strikes out looking at a beautiful pitch down the middle. And that'll bring up Tanida, now with a runner at second base. Tanida hit that big two-run home run in the seventh inning to keep things going for Yokohama, his second home run of the year. The two additional RBIs, making it six total for him. We now have a runner in scoring position, the go-ahead run. First pitch is in the dirt. Tanishige does a great job blocking it. Chases it up the first base line a little bit, but Saiki isn't going anywhere. Cebu Lions fail to score in the 10th inning at Fullcast Stadium. Home team Nakhchin will be batting in the 10th, hoping to take a sayonara victory there. Next pitch is grounded through the left side into left field. Base hit. Saiki heads over to third. So now the Bay Stars have runners at the corners with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. We've got a tie ball game, 4-4 here at Yokohama Stadium on this beautiful spring afternoon. A nice, refreshing sea breeze coming off the bay. Murata will be coming up next. Murata was hit by a pitch his last at bat. That wildness being Yamai's downfall. Murata eventually came around to score the tying run of the game. That one credited against starting pitcher Yamai for Chunichi. So, runners at the corners, one down. Murata at the plate. Okamoto set. First pitch, misses high and tight. Ball one. Murata has hit two fly balls to right field. Another one deep enough could put the Bay Stars ahead right here. Next pitch, misses inside, ball two. Two inside pitches in a row to Murata by Okamoto. Okamoto checks the runners, then comes set. And the pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Pass on Ishige to the backstop. Lots of kids in the stands this afternoon, wearing baseball uniforms for their teams. Murata ready. The next pitch, swung on and lined, past the jumping shortstop and into left field. One run comes in. And the Bay Stars take a 5-4 lead! Tanada over to second on the base hit. So now we have one out, runners at first and second, one run in, the Bay Stars taking the lead for the first time this game. As Murata gets some three bonsais from the crowd. Okamoto still on the mound for Chunichi. That'll bring up Aikawa. Aikawa has grounded out to third, lined out to the pitcher, and sacrificed his last at bat. First pitch is taken for ball one. Aikawa only batting 198, one home run, five RBIs so far this season. He's become the Bay Stars' full-time backstop. A search that has been very long in the taking since Tanishige went to Chunichi. Okamoto fires to covering shortstop at second base. but not in time, as Tanide is back in feet first. So Okamoto comes set again. Ibata playing around behind the runner at second, but not covering this time. The pitch misses outside. No strikes, two balls. Has Okamoto lost concentration? Got runners at first and second. One out. One run in so far. The go-ahead run. BayStars leading this 5-4 now. Okamoto set. The third pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Aikawa just missing it. Okamoto gets set. The fourth offering is swung on and hit deep to left center. Both fielders going back. The ball one bounds off the fence. Center fielder grabs it barehanded but drops the ball. One run comes in and one run in. Tanida held at third base, but it looked like he might have been able to... Oh, Tanida made it all the way in, that's right. Murata held at third base. It looked like he might have been able to make it as Alex fumbled with the ball at the warning track, but he held at third. So, the BayStars now have a 6-4 lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Second hit of the afternoon by Aikawa. And that brings up the pitcher's spot. Koike will be pinch hitting for Kizuka. And the first pitch is a pitch out. Nothing on. Runners at second and third. The second offering is swung on, fouled off and out of play on the right-hand side. We've got a 6-4 ball game here at Yokohama Stadium. Kroon starts warming up in the Yokohama bullpen. Next pitch by Okamoto misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to pinch hitter Koike. With runners at second and third, one out. Okamoto in his second inning of relief now. The fourth pitch misses high and in. Ball three. One strike, three balls to pinch hitter Koike. Okamoto looks like he might be getting a little tired there. the 1-3 pitch. And Koike check swings, and either he thought that he did swing, or he didn't realize what the count was, but the first base umpire says that he didn't swing, and he takes first base after being ready to stand back into the batter's box. So, with that base on balls, the bases are now loaded. Ochiai Kantoku is now heading out to the mound. Tanishige is rather slow getting out to the mound, where the rest of the infield and Ochiai Kantoku are gathered. And Ochiai comes, turns, talk to the home plate umpire, and with the pitcher spot next up to bat, it looks like he may be making a double switch. So, Okamoto slowly walks to the third base dugout as the bullpen car comes in. And it is Hisamoto coming in to pitch for Chunichi. Okamoto threw 1 1/3 inning, 48 pitches to 11 batters, struck out 2, gave up 5 hits, 2 walks, and 3 earned runs. So far. Is that right? I'm pretty sure that third run belonged to Murata. Or belong to Yamai. I think I may disagree with what J Sports is showing me here on my monitor. Kusumoto, this is his 7th appearance of the season. No wins, no losses, no saves with a 3.52 ERA. Middle reliever. Over the last 5 games, he's given up just 2 earned runs. That was on the 28th of this month when he threw 2 2/3 innings against Hanshin. Otherwise, he's just thrown single innings, not giving up any runs. So he's most likely best when only put in there for a short period of time, like 1 inning. There are getting to be more and more 1 inning pitchers nowadays, as everybody wants to be a closer, I guess, or with the advent of the setupper whose job is to hold the 8th, and that's the position Kroon finds himself in right now with Yokohama. He's been very effective in that position from the games that I've seen. And he's warming up in the Bay Stars bullpen right now. So, Hisamoto finishes up his warm-up pitches. Yokohama's top batter, Ishii Takedo, will be the first batter he faces with bases loaded. Ishii batting .233 on the season right now. And the first pitch is grounded through the drawn-in infield and into left field. One run comes in. And that's it, as the ball didn't get too deep. So the Bay Stars now take a 7-4 lead. Drawn in infield takes another hit. All I know that my father hates the drawn-in infield. He feels that it always results in a run. I wouldn't say always, but that is the second time today that a drawn-in infield has allowed a run and prevented an out. So, with one out, bases still loaded, Uchikawa comes to the plate. He takes first pitch from Hisamoto, outside for ball one. Uchikawa hit that base hit up the middle last inning to drive in the Bay Stars' tying run. Hisamoto comes set, next pitch, grounded past the diving third baseman and into left field. Another run comes in, and the bases remain loaded. Bay Stars taking an 8-4 lead. In the seventh inning, it was the long ball. In the eighth inning, it's the little hits that are doing it for Yokohama. The drawn-in infield still failing to help Junichi. Had the third baseman been at his regular depth, he probably could have had that one. Just as a shortstop, probably could have had the other one at his regular depth. Nonetheless, you can't think about what could have been. Next up, Tsuruoka is pinch hitting for Furuki, and he grounds the ball to second base, who tosses to shortstop for one. The relay to first is in time for the double play, and that ends the inning. But not before the Bay Stars strike with another four runs, taking an 8-4 lead into the ninth inning. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. Kroon comes in to pitch for Yokohama. This is his 11th appearance of the season. He's 1-0 with no saves so far this season. He's been pretty effective from what I've seen of him. Over the past five games, he's only given up one run. That being on the 24th against Hanshin. He defeated Yakult on the 19th. For his only win of the season so far. I've been very impressed with Kroon. The Bay Stars didn't really seem to get very impressive fielders this year, but between Kroon and Cedric, they've got a pair of really excellent pitchers there. Cedric, of course, being a big surprise last year, he was purchased mainly to be worked up from the farm, but the Bay Stars were doing so poorly with pitching last year that he ended up being called up a lot earlier than they had expected to do so. And Cedric, although he got lit up a few times his first couple of outings, just with, like, one pitch. If he could just take back the one pitch, he'd have had the game. That sort of thing. He was very effective. Nonetheless, Inoue comes in as a pinch hitter for Chunichi. I guess Hisamoto did come in the pitching spot as Inoue is pinch hitting at said spot. And he swings and misses at Kroon's first pitch. A high fastball. Kroon's next pitch misses up high and away. Ball one, 1-1. The next offering swung on, fouled back and out of play. Kroon hitting 157 kilometers per hour on that pitch, matching his fastest pitch this season. He threw 157 last night as well. The next pitch pulled past the first base coach. Foul. The record for the fastest pitch in Japanese baseball is 158 kilometers per hour. The big 160, still a impenetrable wall. Next pitch, high fastball, swung on and missed, strike three. Ah! And that pitch was clocked at 158 kilometers per hour, matching the Japan record for the fastest pitch. Held by Irabu. Who else? Iwamura? No, Igarashi, I think, also has it. Next pitch, down to 156 kilometers per hour, ball high, taken by Araki, with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Araki hit a triple his last at bat and came around to score. Next pitch, lifted up high, third baseman calls for it, makes the catch, out number two. Chunichi now finds themselves down to their final out. Kroon is turning out to be a very good replacement for the failed Sasaki. That'll bring up Ibata. Ibata is 1-for-4 so far tonight, hitting a single in the third inning, batting .297 on the season so far, dipping just below that 300 mark, and he takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kroon comes set. And the next pitch is swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Strike two. Ibata ready in the right-hander's batter's box. Right-handed Kroon on the mound. The next pitch is swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side, out of play. Ibata swinging late on Kroon's constantly over 155 kilometer per hour fastball. Next pitch, way up high. Ball one. Aikawa just barely managed to get a glove on it as he jumped up to make the catch. Kroon, set. The next pitch, up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Ibata. After getting two quick strikes on him, Ibata fouled one off, then takes two balls. Chunichi down to the last out. Kroon's next pitch is swung on and grounded through the left side into left field for a base hit. So Ibata managed to find his timing and grounded a base hit through the left-hand side. That will bring up Hidenori, who came in as a pinch runner in the seventh inning. In the 11th inning, the Cebu Lions at Full Cast Stadium score three big runs to take a 4-1 lead over the Rakuten Golden Eagles. The first pitch to Hidenori is grounded foul past the first base coach. Strike one. At Sapporo Dome, the Nippon Ham Fighters finished off Oryx 11-1. And at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome, Lotte finished off the SoftBank Hawks 2-1. That's nine wins in a row for Lotte, as Hidenori fouls one off to the left side. Two strikes, no balls. Valentine's Marines are really doing it for him. Next pitch, broken bat to the right side. Sayaki makes the catch as he dodges the bat. And this ball game is over. So, for the Yokohama Bay Stars win this one with a come from behind victory, 8-4. Scoring for this game, it all started off in the first inning for Chunichi with two down. Tatsunami hit a double to right. Woods followed that with a walk, and Fukudome hit a big three-run home run to center field to put the Dragons on top. Then, in the seventh inning, Araki led off the inning with a triple to left after Ibata struck out. Tatsunami singled to left, driving in Araki. And that was the fourth run. That gave Chunichi a commanding 4-0 lead. However, in the bottom of that very same inning, Sayaki led off with a home run to right. Tamura singled. Taneda homered to left to bring the Bay Stars to within one. Murata then was hit by a pitch, sacrificed a second, and came around to score. Came around to score when Uchikawa hit a base hit up the middle. So that tied the game after seven innings. Then in the eighth inning, Sayaki led off with a base on balls. After Tamura struck out, Taneda singled to left, Murata singled to left, Aikawa doubled to left center. Pinch hitter Koike drew a base on balls to load the bases. Then Ishii singled in a run to left. Uchikawa singled in a run to left. And the Bay Stars took an 8-4 lead that held them as Kroon came in to close out the game, matching the Japan record for fastest pitch at 158 kilometers per hour. This was a great game on a beautiful weekend here in beautiful Yokohama. And I wish you all a great golden week as I sign off here and get outside and get some of this beautiful sunshine. Sore ja.